Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Agriculture and industry will converge during the Northern Hemp Summit coming up December 13th and 14th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fargo. Organized by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, ARI, Northern Crops Institute, the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, and the North Dakota State University Extension. The summit will feature regional and national experts in hemp production, processing, marketing, and policy. An exhibit hall will be open both days of the summit. NDSU Extension Bioproducts and Bioenergy Economic Specialist David Riplinger says interest and activity in hemp continues in the Northern Plains 3 years after being deregulated by the 2018 Farm Bill. He adds this includes hemp oil, fiber, and CBD, all of which will be discussed at the summit. The Northern Hemp Summit will provide those interested in hemp an opportunity to learn about the crop, its uses, legal and financial considerations, current hemp market conditions, and the state and federal policy. The Agriculture Secretary Friday gave an update on the process to implement pandemic assistance payments for biofuel producers. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
USDA recently announced the final pandemic assistance payments to timber harvesters and timber hauling businesses would be issued starting the first full week of December. Yet to be issued is similar assistance to biofuels producers. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack provided an update Friday to reporters, noting the biofuels producer program is currently under consideration at the Office of Management and Budget.
As they look at how we're allocating, how we're deciding to distribute these resources, they may have questions, they have concerns. We have to essentially negotiate at times with the OMB. And that's what we're basically doing. I think we're very, very close to getting that done. And I anticipate and expect that we're going to see this framework in the very near future.
He adds the timing of that announcement could coincide with the Environmental Protection Agency's release of 2021 Renewable Fuel Standards volume numbers for blending, an announcement Secretary Vilsack expects in the very near future. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much talk of record export numbers have gone around beef circles, but in 2021 has also provided itself a record year in U.S. grain exports. This is Ryan LeGrand, President and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council.
Doing great. You know, we just had a record year for corn exports at about 70 million metric tons. We've never exported that amount of corn before. Sorghum exports are through the roof as well, up 44%. Distillers grains exports are growing really well too. Mexico just broke a record for the first time of importing over 2.1 million tons of distillers. So right now things are pretty good on the export front.
This is Inside Agriculture.